This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. Fight Back with Libby Znaimer, a free-for-all Friday.
You're asking to hear something I don't want to say, but if I do say it, I think you ought to hear it.
You got anything on your chest besides your chin, you better get it off.
All right, then you asked for it.
Yes, we did. So lay it on us. Free for All Friday means you set the tone. Sitting in for Libby Znaimer, here is Jane Brown.
Libby is a little under the weather this noon hour, so I'm happy here to take your calls for Free for All Friday. Certainly, she does plan to be back on Monday after the weekend. Let's have a little fun. After all, it is Halloween, and I love that so many of us are participating. A new survey says 3/4 of Canadians have purchased candy for trick-or-treaters. 75% of Canadians have purchased candy. I mean, you might end up eating it yourself if you don't have kids come to the door, but that's a lot of Halloween spirit. A poll conducted on behalf of the Retail Council of Canada also suggests nearly half of Canadians bought a pumpkin, 3 in 10 purchased decorations, 1/4 planned to buy a costume. Are you in the Halloween spirit, or is it that you have Blue Jays fever? You know you can do both tonight because the game starts at 8, and certainly the little trick-or-treaters will begin coming door to door. Bye, Jeremy. Have a nice weekend. The kids will be coming door to door starting, I don't know, around 5:45, 6 o'clock. So lots of time between then and when the big game 6 gets underway. All right, let's light up those phone lines. 416-360-0740, toll free 1-866-744-740. You've heard the news all morning. If you've been listening to Zoomer, November 14th is the date that the Transportation Minister, the Premier, all of the Ford PCs at Queen's Park have gotten behind for the day that speed enforcement cameras will no longer be up in municipalities across Ontario. Only 15 days to take them down. There are a lot of questions remaining behind this legislation. Among the questions, when are we going to get those traffic calming measures in place of the speed cams? Certainly these things take a lot of time. Time to plan them, and then the construction of them. Certainly none of that is going to be ready for November 14th. But are you happy that speed cams are coming down? A lot of people had the ear of Premier Doug Ford and were pushing to have them come down, saying that they are nothing more than a tax grab, a cash grab. But that begs the question, isn't it the same for a parking ticket? Isn't it the same when a police officer points a speed gun at you and pulls you over for going over the limit? Are those tax grabs as well? 416-360-0740, toll free 1-866-744-740. I want to go to Jay in Kitchener to start things off. Hey, Jay.
Well, ma'am, I just want to go a different direction if I can.
Sure.
I want to personally thank Mr. Jeremy Logan for the career that he's chosen, because he is a voice of comfort for people who go through a lot of stress. And I'm visually impaired as well as in a wheelchair, and I don't have computer access. And I have the comfort of Mr. Logan's voice and a voice like yourself and Libby's to get me through the day. It's a tremendous benefit.
Well, what a nice way to start Free for All Friday. Jay, thank you very much for calling in. Have a nice weekend. Are you listening to the Blue Jays on the radio? Are you keeping up with all of that?
Yes, ma'am. I have been doing that every day since 1983.
Okay.
I always expect them to lose. That way, when they win, I'm twice as happy.
Okay, well, let's hope tonight is the night, and if not tonight, then tomorrow. Thank you so much for your call. Free for All Friday. Daryl in Toronto, go ahead.
Well, that's a tough call to follow. I just want to say, regarding the speed cameras, I have yet to hear any one who's a proponent for the speed cameras say, you know, any of the mayors, anybody, Doug Ford, look, there's two different issues going on. One is the safety element. One is the money. So let's keep them for the safety element, but do away, you know, change the whole system so the money isn't going to the cities, so we can't be accused of just a tax grab. Put it to other use, or else make the real consequences from the tickets in terms of demerit points and things like that, rather than just grabbing money.
Okay. Appreciate your perspective as always. Thank you, Daryl. Thanks for calling in. Our friend Pat from Toronto wants in on Free for All Friday. Hey, Pat.
So my issue is the upcoming budget, federal budget of next week. And I think we should be paying attention to this because I think there may be some significant changes. And I'm also commenting on, I just find it totally unacceptable that the Conservatives are trying to put Mr. Carney under the spotlight because he's been successful in business. The man has an incredible education, incredible job performance, etc. And most people will not, after those experiences, want to serve as representatives of the people. So we are very, very, very fortunate to have this man. And I think we will see some big changes next week. And one of them, I'm hoping, is something to deal with what I call the 70% index pensions that almost everybody in the public service gets, while the rest of us who are in the private sector, nobody offers these types of pensions anymore.
No.
So that is a major concern. We're all living longer. And I have to admit, you know, I've got members of my own family that are, you know, benefiting from this. But I give you the example of my late parents. My father had been a hydro employee, hired back in 1924. His pension went up four times during the period of retirement. That same sort of thing is happening today. And I think it's great, but it only applies to those who are in the public service because the private sector can't take the risk. You don't know what inflation is going to be, whereas the public service, you just added on to the taxes. So that is something that needs to be looked at and dealt with. And even if it's just to offer the same sort of thing to those of us who work in the private sector. So.
Right, including me here. And, you know, the whole idea behind those public pensions is that they've had money taken off their paychecks since they started working for the public sector. But I wonder if, you know, when you think about us here in the private sector making our own contributions to our own RSPs, Pat, if we're paying the same amount on behalf of our personal pensions as those employees have been paying into their public pensions.
So here's an interesting aspect. I worked for Hydro back as a student because my father had worked there. And I worked there four summers. And at the end of the fourth summer, I was asked by a senior member, a couple levels up, what I thought. And so I looked at some statistics, et cetera. But I got to know the men I was working with who were all wonderful individuals. But so many of them hated their job, but they couldn't afford to leave because they would be giving up the benefits.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the same thing applies in the federal government. So we either get rid of that for them, which I'm not thinking that would win, but we need to find a way to provide that same level of benefit to those of us in the private sector.
Right.
It only seems fair.
Good conversation starter. Pat, thank you so much for your call. It is Free for All Friday. Jane for Libby, 416-360-0740, 1-866-744-740. I haven't sat in on a Free for All Friday in a while. I know you guys usually jam the phone line, so I'm waiting to hear from you and hoping to keep it a little bit on the light side. It's Halloween. According to a new survey, 3 out of 4 of us are participating in Halloween tonight. Are you? Have you carved a pumpkin? Do you have decorations outside? Or are you turning off all the lights and heading to your local pub to watch the Blue Jays? Or a combination of those events? 416-360-0740, toll-free 1-866-740-4740. We also have the situation with the man formerly known as Prince Andrew. Andrew Mountbatten Windsor is now his name. He is the younger brother of King Charles III, and because of his connection to the whole Jeffrey Epstein scandal, his brother has basically stripped him of everything royal, including his residence. Any thoughts on that? Also, you may or may not realize that Doug Ford, he took those ads off the air on Monday, the Reagan anti-tariff ads, but then he wrote two op-ed pieces this week in U.S. publications, the Washington Post today and the Wall Street Journal on Tuesday. And he has explained himself what his intentions were around those advertisements that appeared to be the reason that Donald Trump called off trade talks with Canada, terminated the talks, as he said, 8 days ago. And Doug Ford even brings in the fact that the Toronto Blue Jays are a world-class team. They play for the fourth largest metropolitan area in North America and a proud nation of more than 41 million people. He said, like our team, Canada can boast about being a global heavyweight as well. So he compares the Toronto Blue Jays to Canada's standings around the world and with regard to trade. So what do you make of the evolution of Doug Ford's messaging to the Americans? Certainly, Donald Trump will get wind of these pieces that he's written for these two prestigious publications, The Washington Post and The Wall Street Journal. Okay, phone lines are lighting up. 416-360-0740. Toll free 1-866-744-7440. Marius in Brantford.
Yes. Good afternoon, Libby. And
it's Jane today. No worries.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm a little bit baffled by the fact that, you know, there's anti-drinking and driving commercials on TV all the time and anti-smoking commercials. And I had never seen anything on TV or anything about the fentanyl crisis and how addictive and how dangerous this drug is. And you see people, like I'm calling from Brantford, and you see kids bent over called the fentanyl fold, standing there like zombies. And I'm just surprised that they don't kind of put forth a little idea in people's heads, you know, by public broadcasting that don't even go there. Don't even start taking this stuff because I'm just calling from experience. I started out 20 years ago on pain management I was starting off at one Percocet a day. And by the time I was done, I was taking 680s a day, which is amounts to about 96 Percocets a day.
Wow.
And after a while, I just had enough. It started, I was doing crazy things and brain fog like you wouldn't believe. And I went and got help 7 or 8 years ago. And I'm still on Suboxone. And, but, you know, a lot of people just don't realize that there's resources out there to get help. And if you want to clean up your life, all you got to do is want to do it. And there's lots of help out there, for that kind of situation. And, you know, it's just sad to see that there's not a little bit more of broadcasters having a bit of an agenda, you know, putting forth, you know, getting people to understand that this drug is not to be messed with. It's way more dangerous than alcohol and, yeah, you know, and stuff. So that's all I really wanted to say.
Well, that certainly is a public service announcement, Marius. So thank you very much for sharing your story. It takes courage to talk about hard times and trauma that you've dealt with personally. And you just raised awareness for a whole lot of people listening to Fight Back today. So thank you so much.
Yep, there's better avenues than opioids. After a while, they don't really do anything anyways. According to my doctor, they just kind of stop working, actually make things worse. And plus the expense and the addiction of this stuff is just out of this world. It's, you're climbing the walls. Like, even I'm down to 1.5 milligrams of Suboxone a day, which is very little. And I still can't get off. I'd like to get off that stuff too. It's caused me to get depression. I'm also on depression meds now. And, you know, it's, it just spirals into other issues that, it's sad that, you know, these big farmers are making so much money on this stuff.
Yeah, I gotcha. And we wish you all the best. Thank you so much again for calling in. Let's go to Brian in Mimico. Brian, what's on your mind today?
Well, I was going to call about something else, but that caller was talking about the civil service, their pensions and that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been around the civil service a lot. I used to do service calls on office equipment, computer equipment. So I've been into every type, federal, provincial, municipal, and private sector offices. And their pension, they pay much less into that pension themselves than any private sector pension people would be paying into that.
Okay, you answered my question. Thank you, Brian.
And the whole thing about, you know, it was a, you had a good, steady job for life with every benefit in the book because the government has to lead by example. And then, of course, you just got to wait out for that nice, cushy pension at the end of the line. Now, the job kind of drags out because they're not busy. I've been around them. One thing you get the idea is nobody works hard in the civil service. So the day just drags on. They could do it in 2 hours. So that's the only thing you got to put up with. But the whole thing was you were never, ever allowed to unionize because you only got one employer. It's the government. Your job's not moving to China. You don't have to worry about the factory in the other city, them moving there and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Got a good, steady job. And now, thanks to Pierre Trudeau and his Marxist charter of rights, freedoms, rights, everybody's got a right to do pretty much anything. We had to allow them to have a union.
Okay, well, I'm going to leave it there for now, Brian. You have the right to voice your opinion here on Zoomer Radio's Free For All Friday. Fight back, Jane for Livy. The time is getting away from me. I need to take a quick break to pay some bills, and we're right back with more of your phone calls, 416-360-0740 or 1-866-744-740.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. Fight Back with Libby Znaimer.
When one considers the meaning of life, it is a struggle between alternative viewpoints of life itself.
A free-for-all Friday.
And without the ability to defend one's own viewpoint against other, perhaps more aggressive ideologies, then reasonableness and moderation could quite simply disappear.
Name your topic and be as deep as you like, as long as there's a point in there somewhere. Sitting in for Libby Znaimer, here is Jane Brown.
Thank you so much for calling me and us here at Zoomer Radio today at 416-360-0740, toll-free 1-866-744-740. Libby intends to be back here on Monday with the Zoomer Squad. At which time, I don't want to jinx anything, and I should knock on wood, at which time we could have World Series champion Toronto Blue Jays in our midst. I just want to throw this out there again, because I did want to have a little bit of fun today. It's Halloween. Do you have Blue Jays fever? What are you doing tonight? Are you giving out candy at the door? New surveys suggest that 3 in 4 of us are doing that, or at least we've purchased the candy. Maybe you're eating the candy on your own, but are you planning to give out treats tonight when the kids come knocking? Are you planning to watch the game? Where are you going to be watching the game? Are you one of the 50,000 who will be at Rogers Center for the game? What are your plans tonight? It's a really good energy day in the city. So let's feel some of that on the phones as well. If you want to talk about the latest from Queen's Park and the push through of legislation to bring down the speed cams, As of November 14th, just 15 days away, we can go there as well. I know that is a hot topic here on Fight Back. 416-360-0740, toll free 1-866-744-740. Mike in Kitchener, go ahead, you're on the air.
Yes, I just wanted to say that the union pension that I paid during, civil service pension was 6% of my wages.
Okay.
Went to the government. And I worked for more than 30 years as a civil servant, and we were unionized by OPSU.
Okay.
In the province of Ontario. And yes, I got 30 years, so I got 2%. Per year up to a maximum of 70. So I work 30 and a half. So I get 60% of my salary.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been great. I think we have a union that has a say in what is the amounts of money that is earned by the union and the management board. And we have put ourselves in a power of strength because we managed to make good investments.
Okay, so how are you living, Mike? How are you doing on the 60% of what was your salary?
Well, it's never easy, you know. It depends upon what kind of thrills you want in your mm-hmm. life. I mean, if you want to go on away a bunch of trips and that, I just have my old age pension, and I did have put some money aside because I did have a second career for a while for that. So I was in the private sector and the public sector. And the private sector benefits are still going on. I mean, my civil service benefits are still going on because I'm a retiree, and it's we live a modest life, but it's a good life.
All right, appreciate
old age security and that. Yeah. And so
good.
It all works out good.
Good to hear your perspective. Thank you so much, Mike. I've got a couple of callers here who want to talk about the Blue Jays, finally. Let's go to Don in Hamilton. Hey, Don.
Hey there. Happy Friday, Jane.
Yes, happy Friday.
I just think, you know, in this day where there's so much public strife regarding, you know, the tariffs and everything, that it's nice to have a day to really be hopeful. And I do hope the Blue Jays take it home tonight. But I was reminiscing with people. I used to work for the CIBC, and way back, CIBC was the bank of the Blue Jays.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
And I remember seeing the very first Blue Jays on television. Our manager had dragged out the TV and put it in the lobby, and everybody got to watch the Blue Jays. And people were kind of honestly back then scratching their heads, wondering about this, you know?
Yeah.
And they've come such a long way. And when my little boys were young, their dad used to take them to the Blue Jays. And so they're still Blue Jays fans.
Yeah.
And one of them got to go to the game that, you know, they won that game, so then they moved on to the World Series.
Right, the ALCS winning game,
yeah,
yes.
So, you know, for Toronto and for the country, it's a good thing to, for a moment anyway, to forget about our troubles and celebrate with the team, with fellow Canadians. Let's hope they bring it home tonight.
Couldn't say it better myself, Dawn. Thank you so much. Yes, go Jays, go. And we'll talk to you next time. But yes, it is a day of hope. She is absolutely right. It's a hopeful day. It's a day when we can put aside other stuff, although I'm happy to talk about the other stuff as well. And it falls on a Friday, game 6 tonight in Toronto. The restaurant owners are making lots of money for people who want to watch with others and be in kind of a communal situation watching the game. So it's just good news all the way around. Let's go to Sita in Mississauga. Sita, are you cheering on the Blue Jays?
Well, of course. If you're not, you shouldn't be in this country. So, Libby, take care. All the best.
It's Jane.
No. I, Jane.
Oh, I see.
Libby.
Oh, I see. You're sending Libby a message. Okay, very
yes.
Nice. Thank you.
Yes. So, go, Jays, go. And Jane, thank you. And so happy to talk to you again.
You too. And where are you watching the game?
At home, of course. Yeah. We moved there in 92, and we saw back-to-back the championship. So I'm doing the same right now.
Okay, and are you giving out treats at the door tonight?
We have a few little kids that usually that comes to the door, so I have their bags ready, and they'll be gone by 5, 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Doors close, and I'm getting the snacks ready, and we're sitting waiting for
Oh, very good. Yeah, it sounds like you've got the same thing happening at your home as I do at mine.
Yes. So go, Jizz, go. Everyone enjoy the ride. It's an amazing feeling of happiness.
Yeah.
So happy to see the whole country is coming together on a happier note.
Yeah.
And it is Jay's turn. So tonight could be the night. Get your snacks ready.
Okay, Sita. Happy Halloween. Go, Jays, go. Yes, it couldn't have come at a better time with all the strife that we've had since Donald Trump took back the White House in January. It seems we've all been on edge since then, and rightly so. But we can take a few days just to cheer on the Blue Jays. And wow, what a number they did on the LA Dodgers when they were down there. I mean, they took 2 out of 3. They almost took the other one, which was like 2 games in 1. These guys are absolutely incredible. And I think, you know, watching them, a big part of their success is how, you know, it's one thing to be on a team. It's another thing to actually be a team. And the way they cheer on each other, it really is a brotherhood. I mean, you can feel it. You can feel that they love each other, that they support each other, and that they want to do well for each other. There is no individualism at all happening on this Blue Jays team. So it's joyful to watch. 416-360-0740, 1-866-744-740. Let's go to Diane in Scarborough. Diane, what would you like to talk about?
Well, I've got a couple of items, but it's going to sound like I'm a downer. I don't mean it that way.
That's okay. That's okay.
Go Blue Jays.
Yes, of course.
One was Ford and his skills training. I Googled and found that there were 130 colleges in Ontario that offer skills training, and other universities also that offer electricians, plumbing, other skilled trades. So why he decided to reinvent the wheel and form these other, I don't know, you wouldn't say companies, to train people for skills training, to me, that's a waste. It should. And you look at Georgian College, they've had to close 2 campuses. You know, anyway, that's...
So you're saying it could have been funneled through existing infrastructure.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And my second point was Mr. Trump. And he's so upset about the Reagan video. And I bought a news feed. Every morning I watch, you know, read the news feed on my iPad. And this one said, an outline, you know, the header, Trump tariffs to face legal test before U.S. Supreme Court.
Right.
And, you know, the IEPPA, I mean, that's what they're, you know, he's gone against that, or so they assume he has. And, you know, I wish the Supreme Court luck. You know, the only thing is, if I'm not mistaken, it could cause big financial difficulties if all the tariffs did end up illegal in the states, you know. But I just had to bring up those 2 topics. It's been running in my head for a few weeks, and I'm thinking, I got a phone.
Oh, good for you. Good for you, Diane. Thank you so much for your call. Really appreciate it. You are on the pulse of what's happening. I think we have time for a couple more calls before we take another quick break. Let me remind you of the phone numbers, 416-360-0741, 866-744-740. Let's get those phones ringing. What's on your mind? What in the news has you thinking and talking? And what are you doing to celebrate Halloween and or the Blue Jays? Today's the one day where we get to talk about both. Let's go to Willie in Milton. Willie, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm calling about speed cameras. I've had two tickets that way. And the first one, when I got that in the mail, my first thought was, well, that's what you get when you speed. Suck it up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I thought, it's a good thing. I will slow down from now on.
And how much over, if you don't mind telling us, how much over the limit were you?
I think about 10 kilometers.
Okay. Okay.
Unfortunately, I didn't learn from that ticket. And I just this week received another one. And it's a little more, like $123.
Uh-huh.
It's harder now for me to say it's a good thing. Because now I'm thinking, good grief. And I have, in neither case did I see the sign that says you're in a speed camera zone. So I don't know how I missed that. I resent it a little bit, right? Because it was not on a personal basis with a policeman. I think they would have maybe thought, well, there's nobody on the road. It's Thanksgiving Monday. There's nobody on the road, right? I didn't. I know. Again, I kick myself. I do think they're a good thing.
Well,
I really think they're a good thing.
I think that they are a good thing, but you bring up a good point, and this is what they were talking about at Brampton City Council. Why don't we put some parameters around these cameras? So on Thanksgiving Monday, when you're going through the school zone and there is not a child to be seen, that maybe they're turned off on those days, right? Or, there are ways to work with the speed cameras so that they do what they were intended to do rather than just grabbing people. Again, the people are speeding, as you point out, but grabbing them when the area doesn't need to be a so-called safety zone.
Exactly.
Yeah. But Ford didn't seem to want to entertain that. The premier, he was just like, nope, we're getting rid of them. And he says he's going to put in all these traffic calming measures. But that in and of itself, I feel, is like it's going to be a nightmare. Just the planning and the implementing, this is not going to be done in a hurry. Willie, thank you for calling in.
Oh, yeah, thanks very much for the opportunity.
Okay. All right, we're going to just take a very quick break, and then we are back with more of your phone calls. I got to know, do you have Blue Jays fever? 416-360-0740, 1-866-744-7440.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. Fight Back with Libby Znaimer. A free-for-all Friday. Step up, say your piece, and we promise not to interrupt.
Excuse me!
Just be lively about it. We have a lot of listeners hanging on your every word. Sitting in for Libby Znaimer, here is Jane Brown.
Libby is a little under the weather this noon hour. She is hopeful that she will be back on Monday after a nice weekend of watching the Blue Jays and giving out candy tonight at the door. Are you doing that? 75% of us, according to a survey, are giving out candy, or at least we purchased candy to give out. Whether it makes it to the door or not is another matter. Blue Jays fever, have you got that? What about the speed cams? They're coming down on November 14th, regardless of whether there are traffic calming measures instead at the same locations or not. That definitely will take some time. Andrew is no longer Prince Andrew. That is among the topics. Mark Carney actually had a sit down today with the leader of China. They shook hands. They had a photo opportunity. They are promising to meet again. And that conversation that happened today on the sidelines of the APEC summit in South Korea was, we hear, as a result of the invitation being extended by Xi Jinping, who also asked Mark Carney toward the end of the meeting if Mark would come to China to meet with him again. And what we're hearing is that the prime minister said that he would. Thawing of relations between Canada and China. Not that I'm an expert, but if you have some thoughts on that, we welcome your calls. 416-360-0740, 1-866-744-740. Jerry, sorry to keep you waiting. What's on your mind today?
Well, good afternoon, Jane. It's baseball fever. It's Blue Jays and the energy created by these young men playing on behalf of our city is palpable. It is such a positive energy that they've created. Coming from a really desperate situation back in the spring where they weren't expected to achieve much of anything to being center stage on the the highest pedestal in baseball. And you have to say, well, okay, what can we gain from this, this positive energy that has taken over the city of Toronto? Well, the question is, can we relate it to turning the fortunes of our city around, as in case of the political situation in City Hall and the fact that in the previous election, 30% of eligible voters decided on holding the remaining 70% of Torontonians hostage. Let's see if we can take something positive from what the baseball team has created and take a new interest in our city and turning its fortunes around.
Right. Take the good energy and make it... and put it towards our everyday lives in the city of Toronto, where life is challenging for a lot of people. Jerry, thank you so much for your call. Fernando in Toronto, you're on the air.
Hello, Jane. Let me start by saying, go Jays.
Yes.
And I will say this about the speed cameras. When Olivia Chow first heard that Doug Ford was going to take them down, she said, quote, unquote, where are we going to get the money? In other words, she admitted that it was a cash grab, and she's got no creativity. Money is out there. If City Hall was creative, musically creative, if we had venues all over the city where people could go Monday to Sunday and be entertained and have City Hall... teenagers walk around with buckets and we would be able to collect money. But apart from all that, that's just a speculative thing. The thing that bothers me the most is the devious nature of the way the speed cameras were put up by lowering the speed limits so they could ensure to grab you. Now, as long as I remember, growing up in the 60s and 70s, speed was 50 kilometers an hour all over Toronto. Main arteries should be 50. Neighborhoods should be 40. Right now, I'm driving along Sunrise Avenue towards O'Connor Drive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing 55. The speed limit is 40. I refuse to not drive my car. And thank you to Doug Ford. The other thing is the news media... the evening news decides who they're going to put on camera with their opinions. And that's another thing that bothers me. It's swayed. It's not real. I'm sure that they interviewed some people that were against the speed cameras, but do you think that news station would put them on? No.
Well, I have to take issue with your last comment, Fernando, because look, you're on the air with me. I'm in the quote unquote mainstream media. We're hearing from all the voices. I know that my colleagues in television, when they're out doing man on the street interviews, they're getting a cross section of what people think, and they will put on and have that reflect what they got during the day. Like, obviously they can't put all the conversations on the air, but trust me, if they are being journalistically responsible, they are putting on the cross section of what they found out on that day.
Jane, the producer is going to decide who goes on the air and who isn't.
Well, the reporter is. Yeah. Yeah.
So I it's just my opinion that every evening newscast that I was seeing seemed to be people who probably don't even drive. They're sitting at home. They're not driving. You know, it's almost the same thing with the abortion issue. If you're not intending to have a child, why even, view that it's my body, I can do what I want with it?
Okay, I'm not going to go there. I'm not going there. We settled this, I don't know, 40 years ago. But Fernando, I just want you to know that responsible journalists, and I like to think that's the vast majority of us, actually put on the air what they find out. So that may be your impression that there is an editorial skewing going on at various places, but I am hopeful after all these years in the business that that is not happening. Frank in Ancaster, you're on the air.
Yes, good afternoon. You know, I'm just really set back on this speeding ticket camera removal, the amount of money they spent on it in the first place, and by the premier coming out and saying it's a tax grab, which is just terrible. What do you tell people that have lost a life speeding? And we had one here in our expressway where two girls were killed and they're probably forced off the road. What do you tell these people when it comes to tax grab? No, it isn't. Now, if I turn right on a red on a red light, or if I turn in any other sequence within the rules of the road, I'm going to get pulled over and get a fine. Not for a tax grab, because I'm causing a problem that could cause an accident. Now, Jane, I'm going to leave you with this. When you took your driver's license, and everybody else hears this, you made a silent oath that you were going to obey the law.
Correct.
And the law from that point on said speed limits are, you have to keep to within the speed limit.
Mm-hmm.
You still with me?
I am with you.
Yeah. So now you made a silent oath, or everybody did too, and now they're defying this. How hypocritically can that be assessed as it is now? It's actually terrible that they're not realizing that people are killed. When I got my license many years ago, it read out where the agency, it said speed kills. That's it.
Okay, Frank, thank you for your call. Speed cameras seem to be the topic that we are trending toward here in the last few minutes. Somebody who calls himself Grandpa David from Bradford is on the air. Hi, David.
Hi, how are you today?
Fine, thanks. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm listening in, and it's great that we have this kind of back and forth with people's opinions, and we help each other learn. One thing I'll say is I've been hit many times and almost died probably 8 times, and I'm a Leo, so I don't want a chance it again. I gave up my driver's license 40 years ago, and 3 times drunk drivers, a couple times speeders. The sign on the highway says speed kills, and people are going 140 miles an hour on that highway as a steady flow of traffic. Any little blowout and many people could die. They don't get it. Speed kills. Speed kills. Anyways, back to the Blue Jays. I cried the other night with the anthem. I don't have a TV. I went to a local place. The two women, the waitress and the cook, stayed up till the whole game.
Wow!
For me to watch the game
for the 18-inning game,
and drove me home.
Oh, right on!
Didn't even know me.
I love that story, David. Thank you so much for calling. Let's go to Ron in Guelph. Hey, Ron, how are you?
Oh, thanks for taking my call, Jane.
Sure, go ahead.
So a couple of things regarding the first, I had the privilege driving for Greyhound back in 92 of driving the Atlanta Braves back into and from the airport. So I had something in there, and so it was a privilege.
That is a neat story.
I want to
Yeah.
It was an interesting story driving the teams back and forth from the airport. Mm-hmm. So I want to talk about specifically about the speed cameras and that other gentleman, Fernando. And I don't know where some of his ideas are coming from, but I've gotten two of the tickets, my fault. The other thing that bothers me is that a couple of things. One of the reasons why Doug, it was a TV network, I won't mention which one, that revealed that one of the biggest reasons why Doug is taking his speed cameras out is because his own ministers were caught, and one of them would have lost his license if he'd have been caught by the police.
I have a hard time believing that that would be the reason that he would introduce the legislation, though, and have the legislation passed. I mean, that's a long way to go for one person.
Well, I that's just one thing.
Yeah.
The other thing that he was talking about, the other gentleman, was the reason why the speed limits are down in a lot of cases is we had a town hall meeting in Guelph, and it was revealed that at 30 kilometers an hour, somebody getting hit by a vehicle has a 90% chance of survival.
Correct.
Okay. All right. When they're doing 40 kilometers an hour, it goes down to 70. By the time you're doing 60 kilometers an hour, you only have a 5% chance of survival.
Yes,
if you're hit by a vehicle.
And that was the whole thrust behind Vision Zero. All the streets, the neighborhood streets in Toronto, have to change to 30 kilometers an hour at some point in 2026. And that's why we're seeing more streets at 30 kilometers an hour. It was all part of the research that you are citing there, that if you get hit by a vehicle going 30 or under, you are most likely to survive. That was the whole point of it.
Well, as I said, the other thing, which is I'll take the other side of the coin now and say that one of the reasons I can't see the point of having speed cameras that are running and ticketing people at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So they could have made adjustments to this. I think Toronto was going to be suggesting that.
And Brampton as well. Yeah.
Calamities.
Yeah. No, absolutely, Ron. I mean, what the world is not black and white, right? Why can we not have a hybrid solution? We've talked about hybrid solutions and implemented them since the pandemic. It's kind of the way to go. It just, why not have it work and work for everybody and make sense? And for whatever reason, the premier won't entertain that, and the legislation has been passed, and the speed cams are coming down on November 14th. Ron, thank you so much. I wish I could get to everybody here, but we're almost out of time. Joy in Markham, I think you'll be our last call.
Wonderful. Oh, hi, Jane. Happy Blue Jays Friday.
Yes, you too.
I just want to report that, you know, I do have a daily devotion, and they were included in my devotion today. I mean, when I look at even the children, the small children who are celebrating, why can't we be like that all the time? You know, there's so much joy in this city right now that I'm overflowing. So I just want to, you know, pray for these guys that they will pull through tonight, and the celebration will be even bigger than what we're imagining right now. So thank you so much, Jane, for taking my call, being the last caller. Hip, hip, hooray. Go, Blue Jays, go!
Go, Jays, go. Lots of joy there from Joy in Markham. Thank you. A great way to end Free for All Friday this week. Make sure to tune in for the best of Fight Back Saturdays and Sundays, hosted by yours truly at 12:30, and join Libby on Monday here with the Zoomer Squad. In the meantime, yes, let's enjoy this weekend. Game 6 tonight. Hopefully that'll be it for the Blue Jays, but if they need one more game, okay, we can do it tomorrow night. Happy Halloween. The number ones at one are next.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.